$603 million. That's what a Florida jury just handed down after a counterfeit airbag killed a mother of two. And before anyone says that's a Florida jury being crazy, stop. Read the facts. A fake airbag detonated and killed someone. The verdict is the least surprising part of this story. Here's what should keep you up at night. That part came from somewhere. It moved through a supply chain. Somebody bought it, somebody sold it, and at some point a shop installed it. Maybe knowingly, maybe not. Doesn't matter to a jury. The talking heads are going to frame this as a counterfeit parts problem. It is. But it's also a sourcing accountability problem. If your parts vendor is giving you a deal that seems too good, that's not a deal. That's a transfer of liability onto your Lyft. The thing nobody's saying loud enough, airbags aren't the only safety critical component where this happens. Sensors, brackets, restraint components. If an ADAS camera bracket is cheap junk, the calibration we do after is built on a bad foundation. The math doesn't fix the part. Document your sourcing. Know your vendor. If a parts distributor can't tell you exactly where that airbag came from, that's your answer right there. $603 million is the number today. The number that matters to your shop is the one your insurance carrier reads when they decide if they're covering you. Buy the right part. It's not complicated, it's just not always cheap.